Do not lie to government officials. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Austin Sarrett, professor of jurisprudence and political science at Amherst College, discusses this statement.
On December 1st, Michael Flynn, former national security advisor to President Donald Trump, pleaded guilty to the charge of lying to the FBI about his contact with the Russians. Flynn admitted violating the federal statute, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, which prohibits making false statements to government officials. Despite the objections that most people have to lying, the law under which Flynn was charged is controversial. Unlike perjury, under the false statement statute, a person can be punished for lying, even if he was not under oath in an official proceeding. So why is it against the law to lie to government officials? American law generally is aggressive in criminalizing lying, in part because it offers citizens the Fifth Amendment's protection against compulsory self-incrimination. It affords individuals a right to remain silent, not a right to lie. Once Flynn chose to answer the FBI's questions, he was obligated to do so truthfully. The prohibition of false statements originated during the Civil War, when Congress forbade people in the military from making fraudulent requests for payment from the government. Since then, this statute has become a powerful tool that criminalizes what someone says, even in cases when the government cannot prove any other wrongdoing. In Flynn's case, the statute was used correctly and to good effect. His lies impeded the FBI from doing what it must do in a nation governed by the rule of law, namely prevent government officials and those seeking power from subverting our system of government. The philosopher Immanuel Kant long ago noted that lies like Flynn's threaten the foundation of organized society and, quote, vitiate the source of law itself. Never has Kant's insight been more pertinent than it is in the United States today.
That was Austin Sarrett of Amherst College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.